Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
What is this big story about a massive bedding company which suddenly shut its doors?
Okay, it was a bed company with a big name and that became a big company, Beds for Africa. It was a national bed retailer.
We all remember those ads.
Yeah, it had
Beds
about
for Africa.
Yeah, we had the ads. There were about 14 branches around the country, 7 of them in KZN because that's where the company started. So many of them have been closed or sold in the past 6 months, including the Hillcrest, Newcastle and Richards Bay branches, but many remained open for trading. Well, a few remained open for trading until last Monday, that is, the 8th of May, when the doors closed, and that was that. No notices
put up,
no explanation, nothing. So no more Beds for Africa, no more even Beds for Durban or Beds for Springfield Park, for that matter. The thing is, the store, the Springfield Park one in particular, it was carried on trading for almost a month after the company was actually liquidated. So among the people who paid for beds in those last few weeks, either in full or paying off labours, was Yellowwood couple Anton and Melinda Sucharan. They went into the Springfield mega store, so-called mega store, on the public holiday of April 27, and they paid 6,620 rand for a queen-size Sealy bed, which was on display in the store, having compared prices at competing bed outlets in the centre. There were quite a few bed outlets in that Springfield centre. There was absolutely no mention in the store or a sign or anything that suggested that the company had been liquidated. It looked like business as usual, Linda told Consumer Watch.
No one at the store mentioned anything about closure or a possible liquidation. They were all very interactive with myself and another family that were in the store at the time trying to purchase a bed. The bed that I purchased was on display in the store. The full bed set was on display in the store. Yeah. The size that I wanted, it was exact. So that's why I purchased it, because it was available.
You know, with beds, you don't just pop them in your boots and drive off. So in the Sucharan's case, they hadn't yet moved into their new home. So they asked for the bed that they had paid for to be delivered to their home on Monday, the 8th of May. Ironically, that was the very day the store was locked up and abandoned. So when the bed wasn't delivered, Melinda started phoning around, and that's when she discovered that the phones at the other branches just rang too, except for the Maritzburg branch, which had been sold reportedly, keeping the same staff but operating under a new name, Mattress Mart.
Okay.
So Anton visited the store the next day, that last Tuesday, and he discovered the shut-up shop with a few beds left inside, but very much a sign of being abandoned, a look of being abandoned. There was no notice on the door still, but the staff in the next door shop told him that the company had been liquidated. Naturally, that didn't go down very well.
I was furious. I mean, lots of people have been disappointed because you've lost a lot of money. So I immediately phoned the bank to try and do a reversal, and unfortunately the bank has not been able to assist us.
Oi, so what now?
Well, I did manage to get hold of Beds for Africa's former MD, as well as the liquidators, and for Anton and Melinda Sucharan, happily, there is some good news, but we'll get to that in a bit.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
So, Beds for Africa liquidated on April the 19th, you say?
Yes.
All right, but they carried on trading anyway.
Well, yeah, until the Springfield branch and a few others that were left open, they traded until May the 8th.
8th of May, yeah.
Yeah, last Monday. Is that? Yes.
Yeah.
So it was almost a month, really, and lots of people bought lots of beds. Mm. And because, you know, you don't buy a bed, pop it in your boot and drive off generally, there's a time lag. And so people who paid for beds didn't get them until, you know, before the shop closed. Mm. So a bit of a problem. So yesterday I spoke to Yassine Essek, who was the company's MD, and he said he tried to avoid the situation, as were his words, meaning customers like the Sucharans not getting what they paid for.
Yeah.
From early April, he said, he instructed staff only to sell stock that was on the floor. He says he got legal advice to keep trading what he had in stock.
Okay.
I'd like to apologize to those who've suffered a loss, Essex said. Hopefully through the liquidators, they will get something back. I did invite him to come and to give us some recorded interview, but he declined. He said that he was still a bit traumatized.
Mm.
I also spoke to Kurt Knoop of Munsey Financial Services, who were appointed as liquidators on May the 11th.
Yeah.
He said that payments made by customers after liquidation on April 19th would be entitled to a refund if their beds weren't delivered. So that's really good news for the Sucharans and others who were in that situation. He said the funds would be recovered from the company's bank account. But bad news for those who paid before April 19th and didn't receive their beds. They're only able to lodge a claim as creditors, Knoop said, which is unsecured, and in all likelihood they will not receive a dividend.
Shame.
Because the creditors come first. They weren't paying the bed suppliers, you understand. So okay. There are a lot of people, that list of people who need payment will be fairly long. Signs will be put up at the closed branches with the liquidators' contact details, Knoop said. But in the meantime, we'll put those up on our blog because obviously the signs should have gone up when the doors were closed and people knew what to do.
Well, I'm sure I'm like everyone else out there who doesn't know what is the protocol when it comes to liquidation, but what are the things that consumers can learn out of this, this story?
First of all, if you pay for goods with your credit card and you don't get what you paid for, such as companies going to liquidation, remember all those airlines, those budget airlines and now something like this, you can apply to your bank for chargeback, which in short results in you getting your money back from the company account into which it was paid. Mm-hmm. So it's a very effective protection. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about some consumers abusing that little protection, but this is a genuine way in which it can help.
Okay.
Secondly, it always pays to do a little bit of Googling before you do business with a company, especially if you're going to have to pay upfront, as in this case, for something that you can't drive off with same time. So Hello Pete is a very good place to start. I did a search for Beds for Africa, and it threw up several complaints going back sort of 6 months or more, posted by people who didn't get what they paid for and got all sorts of excuses. So a few minutes of research can save you a whole lot of financial and emotional trauma later. It's really worth doing.
All right. Have you got a blog piece for us?
Absolutely, of course. And all the liquidators' details, email addresses, what to do if you, like the Suturans, paid, especially after April 19.
Yeah.
When the store was liquidated, you will get refunded.
You'll get refunded. Mm. All right, so that's on ecr.co.za. But again, you know, apart from all of the, you know, disappointment from customers and stuff, I think it's also a sad story that a strong KZN company went into liquidation and out of business.
Yeah, it started. It was bought out about 5 years ago, and then they went on a massive expansion thing. Yeah. Way too much debt, and I'm guessing some lack of customer service along the way.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be drawn, the former MD wouldn't be drawn on the reasons. I did try and get him to speak about that, but he didn't want to. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. East Coast Radio.